This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Next Tuesday, a group of talented young people will be featured in the first ever Youth Arts Crawl in Boise. Now, this event is a collaboration between four of the city's most prominent arts organizations, Boise Contemporary Theater, Boise Phil, Ballet Idaho, and Opera Idaho. Joining us live in studio to talk more about this is Calvin Panada, a student actor at BCT's Theater Lab, along with producing artistic director Benjamin Burdick and Ballet Idaho artistic director Garrett Anderson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, Benjamin and Garrett, I want to start with you. Where did this idea for this event come from?
Sure.
It was Ben's idea.
Okay.
What else do you want to know, Jim? No.
That's it. We're done.
Good. Thank gosh. That was easy.
That was so simple.
So last year I approached Garrett initially, and then I also talked to Mark Junkert at Opera and to Hollis Welsh at Boise Phil. And, you know, we're sitting there in the cultural district. There's four arts organizations. And we hadn't really ever done anything together before. And so I started banging around ideas. And one of them was to do an arts crawl, which was 15 to 20 minutes in everyone's space in groups of like 50 patrons. And so 50 people would watch something at Boise Contemporary Theater, and then those people would move over to the Phil, and the people at the Phil would move over to the Opera, et cetera. So that it really was just sort of like a pub crawl.
But but no beer.
Well, there was. There was wine. It's an arts
Not
thing,
for the
Gemma.
Youth
There's
one,
always
right?
beer. There's always beer and wine. We find a way to sneak it into
and
everything.
Some snacks.
And snacks.
And snacks. See,
so,
good.
That was the original idea. And then it went so well. Over the summer, I was thinking about it, and we all have such robust youth organizations and education programs in all the in all these places. So I thought, why not a youth arts crawl to showcase some really incredible, you know, our younger artists and their talents? And so approached Garrett and the others again, and everybody was on board. So that was sort of the genesis.
And so for this one, you will be in one location, though, correct?
We figured with the season and the potential for difficult weather, we would just stick in one location. And BCT has a great performing space that really is the right scale for all of us to use.
And so then, Calvin, you're a theater lab student at BCT.
Yes.
So what are you going to be performing? And this is happening, what, next Tuesday, correct?
Yeah. So we're going to be performing a slightly truncated version of a play that I helped write really recently. It's called Common Sense. It's about two coin clubs in California that go to war with each other. It was a ton of fun to write, and the process was wonderful, and we're super excited to get this chance to like give it a little revival. And when we were writing it, sort of the rationale behind, you know, what are we trying to say with this piece, is why people involved in things that are supposed to bring joy and that are supposed to bring happiness can sometimes lead in dark directions.
Mm.
And so I know it's really light, right? We like our art fluffy.
But, right.
It was a chance for us to explore this in an opportunity that we might not otherwise be afforded. And we're excited to share that with everybody.
And I've been lucky enough to see a performance with Theater Lab. And this goes back, Benjamin, to the fact that I think a lot of people may not even be aware of what our youth are doing from an arts and cultural perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll speak to Theater Lab and Garrett can speak to ballet, but we, you know, it was one of the first things that I saw when I joined BCT a year and a half ago now was a Theater Lab production. And it was three wholly original plays written, produced, directed, you know, starring these, 12 to 18 year olds. And it's a mind blowing thing that they, that they can do this over a course of 10 weeks, to start with a blank piece of paper and have a fully produced, realized story that's, 25 to 30 minutes long 10 weeks later. So having seen Common Sense, it was harrowing and hilarious and you know, again, it is really the gem of Boise Contemporary Theater. I always say that, but I truly mean it. And you're right. I just wish that more people were aware of these programs that we have.
And Garrett, the same could really be said for Ballet Idaho. I mean, I think that so many people see some of the younger performers every year when the Nutcracker comes out, but there is so much more that goes on with the youth with Ballet Idaho.
Right. Well, we have almost 300 students in our academy, so it's a really robust part of our organization. And of course, the Nutcracker is their time to shine in that it's their their time to be on stage with the professional company. We have about 110 student roles in this version of the Nutcracker, and this is a new Nutcracker. Mainly the production, the costumes, and scenery are all new. And Peter Anastos, the former artistic director who choreographed this ballet, is also retooling some of the choreography. So the students are in there with us right now, reworking it. And the arts crawl will be a chance for them to try out some of those sections before they hit the stage at the Morrison Center.
So talk to me about the arts crawl itself. I mean, is this open to the public? I mean, anyone can attend this and see this part of our arts in the city.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to have to limit the number of tickets just because it's one night only, and we have space for about 225 people. But tickets are $15 for kids $15 for 18 and over, and $10 for 17 and under. And yeah, everyone is welcome. It will be about 15 to 20 minutes of each of the four groups doing just kind of showcasing, you know, giving everybody a taste of what, you know, what talent we have here in Boise with our younger artists. So,
and Calvin, how long have you been a part of Theater Lab?
This show is my third Theater Lab production.
And what's this been like for you?
It's been wonderful. I did not realize how much I loved, especially the writing process, until I joined Theater Lab. I've always loved acting. It's been something that I've been really passionate about for a long time. And then when I joined Theater Lab, I was inspired by and encouraged by all of my instructors, Jen Stockwell and Dwayne Blackaller and lovely people like that, who came to me and they were like, hey, you're good at this. Explore this. Pursue this. And that had never been something that had crossed my mind. And so to have people who believed in me before I believed in myself was immensely, immensely wonderful.
What do you want to do with this after, you know, high school? I'm sure I'm the first person asked you this question.
Yep, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, so think about it for a second.
Become a doctor. Right. That's what you
want to
do. Is
that what your dad told you?
Physical scientist. I am definitely planning on pursuing a career in the arts, which I had to break to all of my teachers who I've been taking political science classes from, and they were enthralled by that.
You can write a political science play someday.
Absolutely.
See? Yeah. Put them together.
But what I've learned from my time in Theater Lab is that because writing is something that I've enjoyed so much, I've gradually come to terms with the fact that, God help me, I think I might be a writer. And so it's showed me what I think my career path is.
And I mean, and for the two of you, I mean, hearing a teenager who has gone through one of these artistic programs, just to be inspired by that, I mean, what's that like for you?
Well, it's wonderful to hear that that trajectory takes shape so early in someone's life. It's very similar for dance students around that age. Usually you're already in your first professional job by the time you're 18. And you have to know well before that's your path and really pursue it with everything you've got. And it's a great experience for our students to be with professionals in our organization. But also I'm thinking about the arts crawl and that they're going to get to see like-minded students in different disciplines with that same tenacity and that same passion for what they have before them.
Can I just, and I want to just add to that it also is just such a great reminder of why we all got involved in this at a certain point. It was for the pure joy of the thing. And then you get stuck talking about budgets and the next thing, you know, trying to raise money, whatever. And it's, I think for people who are part of the nonprofit arts world, it's just a great reminder that at the core of it, it's storytelling or just dancing, and it really feeds the soul.
And I have to wrap all of you up. Thank you so much. We've been talking to BCT Theater Lab student Calvin Pineda. Did I say that right? Okay, thank you. Along with BCT producing artistic director Benjamin Burdick and Ballet Idaho's artistic director Garrett Anderson, the Youth Arts Crawl will be next Tuesday at Boise Contemporary Theater. And thank you, all of you, for listening today and being a part of Idaho Matters. So appreciate it. Get out and vote if you haven't done that. It is Tuesday. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.